Cooperation in the fight against terrorism will be among the topics tomorrow when President Bush meets with Poland's new leader, Lech Kaczynski. Poland is at the center of allegations that the CIA was operating secret prisons in Eastern Europe and using airports to transport alleged terrorist detainees. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
The one runway Szymany airstrip in the northeast of Poland is deserted during the cold winter months when snows are too heavy and air traffic too light to keep the bare-bones facility open. Airport manager Tomasz Starowiejski climbs the stairs to the control tower, opens the near-empty operations room, and runs a quick equipment test. He flips a switch and the snow-covered runway illuminates like Christmas lights against the nearby forest. Human Rights Watch identified Szymany as one of several European airfields used to transport terrorist detainees, and European media identified the nearby town of Kekute as the site of one of the CIA's alleged secret prisons. But airport manager Starowiejski says he has no knowledge of any terrorist transfers through his airfield.
What I know for sure is that there were American planes that landed at this airport, but there were also planes from Germany, France, and Spain. Whoever wanted to come here could do so.
In the middle of a frozen lake a few miles from the airport, 50-year-old Julian Chelinski and his friend Bogdan Bober are ice fishing. Like many local people, Chelinski is skeptical about the reports of a secret prison in his backyard.
These are all just accusations about Szymany and Kekute. They have to be investigated and proven. If there was something like this here, not only military officials would know it, but people from the villages would know it. We would know about it.
The same message is echoed by Gromisław Czempiński, the former head of Poland's secret service. Cooperation with the CIA has been tight since the fall of the Iron Curtain, but Czempiński says that partnership has limits. He says the CIA tried to set up a secret telecommunications center in Poland in the early 90s.
In the beginning, sometimes, somewhere, they sought to develop a secret place. But we easily discovered it and say, okay, if anything like this happened again, it would jeopardize our relations and never happen again. We are very close, but I would like to stress that we are very independent in these relations.
Józef Pinior represents Poland in the European Parliament and is a member of the committee investigating CIA operations in Europe. EU leaders have said that any country that allowed the CIA to operate a secret detention center on its soil could lose EU voting rights. Pinior says he's not sure President Kaczynski and his ministers understand how serious the situation is.
We are so close to the American government that to have a good relations with government is more important for them than to find the truth about these allegations.
The Polish government says it's been unfairly targeted by the allegations, pointing out that European countries from Iceland to Spain have been linked with CIA detention flights and that there's no concrete evidence of any secret prisons. That was also the conclusion of last month's initial report by the human rights watchdog, the Council of Europe. Many Poles believe it's in their country's interest to contribute to the U.S. fight against terrorism. Zbigniew Lewicki, a professor of American studies at Warsaw University, worries that the debate over secret prisons and detainee flights detracts from the global threat. But he says Poland has to be careful to balance its relationships with Europe and the United States.
How much of our European identity are we going to sacrifice in order to remain close to the United States? And how close to the United States can you actually be without burning yourself? Those issues have to be very seriously discussed.
President Lech Kaczynski will meet with President Bush on Thursday. The European Parliament is expected to release the results of its investigation into the CIA's activities in Europe sometime this summer. Rachel Martin, NPR News.